to Fairy Theo Al Cintron on the Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Now, Fleek's behind the glass. Don't worry, Tommy, it's okay. It happens. I'll still watch the movies. Even though I heard it was Fleek's who said, say, we've all seen the movies. MLB trade deadline. Almost here. Almost. And there's a guy that if I'm the New York Yankees, I'm doing whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to bring in here. To help fix this bullpen. And I don't care that their team's only a game and a half, two and a half, whatever it is out. They've been treading water at 500 most of the year. And that is Mason Miller. Why? Did you see last night? I know Bednar has been, you know, good this year. His first home run given up since May 18th. Versus the White Sox in the ninth inning. First home run allowed since May 18th when he gave it up to the Blue Jays. He also gave up the home run to Tyrone Taylor this year at Citi Field. And I know most Yankee fans do not trust him. They just don't. This is why you keep hearing Mason Miller, Mason Miller, Mason Miller. He's as automatic as it gets in Major League Baseball. As automatic as it gets. And he's under team control. And reports came out that if you want Mason Miller, the Padres said, no one should be off limits from your organization. Yankees had scouts. Well, the Padres had scouts at all the Yankees minor league affiliates the last couple days. Scouting prospects. Potential trade targets. He is the guy to go get. For this bullpen. Because, again, Camille Duvall's on his roster. No thank you. Fernando Cruz, you know, he was good to start. Then he's had his rough patch. Tim Hill, remember people calling here saying he should be the closer? Not anymore. Hedrick's been good. Bird stunk. Paul Blackburn's been good. But do you trust Paul Blackburn in a high leverage spot, especially late in the season? On a postseason? Don't think so. If you're going to tell me the back of your bullpen, eighth, ninth inning, is Bednar and Mason Miller and Hedrick in between or thrown in there, then I'm all for it. Seventh, eighth, and ninth. There you go. Now you could say you could throw a starter in the bullpen as well, but you don't know how it's going to work out. It's a different mentality to come out the pen and start games. And you don't know, sometimes these Eagles are very fragile. I don't want to be in a bullpen, blah, blah, blah. I've earned the right to start a playoff game. Not you, Will Warren. But that is the guy that could change everything for this Yankees bullpen. That would change everything for the Yankees bullpen. He's as lights out as it gets. You know, as a Met fan, we had Edwin Diaz in 2024. Was as lights out as it got. It was Edwin Diaz. Now, I know the Yankees are 11-4 in the last 15. As I'm fighting with a sneeze right now, live on the radio, which is the worst. I'd rather cough than fight a sneeze on the air. 11-4 in the last 15. Pull out the first two games versus the White Sox. The first place Chicago White Sox, which is still hard to believe after the last two seasons they've had and what a disaster they've been. If you need hope, just look at the White Sox. And in a weak American League, you do whatever it takes to get this done. I don't care who you have to give up. I would say the same thing if it was the Mets. In my minor league system, that is. Do whatever it takes. This guy's as automatic as it gets. Ninth inning, you won't have 99% of the time, you probably have nothing to worry about. He's in, game over. If you're looking for pieces, though, with Bednar staying a closer, but insurance policies. There's Hogan Harrison for the A's. Would the Blue Jays part with Varland, considering the season they're had? Vladimir Guerrero Jr. left the game with hamstring tightness. What a disastrous season it's been for him. Coming off a historic playoff run. I know Pete Fairbanks has not been good for the Marlins, but maybe going back to the American League would help him. These are just a couple guys you could add to this bullpen to help. Kenley Jansen, depending on what the Tigers do, he's also on a one-year deal. Add some depth to this bullpen as well. So these are just some guys, potential trade targets at the deadline. If teams sell, if these teams sell. I mean, the A's are out of it. The A's are out of it. The Jays are 5.5 back, but again, they've dealt with so many injuries this year. It feels like everything's been stacked against them. The Tigers, if they sell Schoolboy, well, they're selling, and only 3.5 back in a wild card. With Schoolboy potentially making his last start for the Tigers. And it's funny, speaking of Schoolboy, who I think is going to stay in the American League. I mentioned maybe about a month ago, talking about teams that could jump in and get him. Just a one-year thing because you're not going to pay him. And I heard Evan and Tiki talking about it too. And that is Schoolboy to the Rays. It makes all the sense in the world. The Rays don't pay big money contracts like that. So you take a one-year, get the best pitcher in the game. And now you're serious. You've had a great season. You have the best record in the American League. You've overcome, you know, there was a part in the season where they had a 5.5 game lead, I think it was, and then they lost to the Yankees, got hot, and then they gained it back. Now they're 2 in the loss ahead of the Yankees. I think it's a 2-horse race. Rays, Yankees. I don't trust the Guardians. The Red Sox are the Red Sox. I mean, they can. Wilson Contreras, Chapman, what they've done this year, especially with that winning streak they went on when they were dead in the water. Well, look that way. Looked like their season was done, cooked. No more Cora, bringing in Chad Tracy. No, not the baseball player. The Rangers, 55-52. I mean, do any of these teams scare you? For the Yankees? I think we'll get the answer on Aaron Judge after the trade deadline. What's really going on with him? You know, the Yanks already let one cat out of the bag with the Bellinger injury, 4 to 6 weeks. Grade 2 hamstring. Unfortunate because he was red hot before then. Red hot. Your starting rotation is one of the best, if not the best, in baseball. When you can throw Cole, and then Schlittler, and then Fried, and we'll see what happens with Carlos Rodon. If he can stay healthy, if he gets back healthy, if he's ready to go. Your rotation is stacked. On any given night, 6-7 innings, shutout ball. Just look at Gerrit Cole yesterday versus the White Sox. 7 Ks, 4 hits, 6 shutout innings, including Abracadabra play on a pop-up. Well, Austin Wells called for that first, then Cole called for it, because that's a pitcher's dream. A lot of pitchers who believe in their abilities, they want to catch the pop-ups. It's that they always get called off by the first baseman, the third baseman, the catcher. But the starting pitch is not your problem. It's, do you trust David Bednar in a big spot? Do you trust him? Sellout crowd, on the road, even at home. Place is rocking. And here comes, you know, the star player of your choice. Pick whoever to get him out and get it done. Do you trust him? Do you trust him to get Wilson Contreras out in a big spot? Do you trust him to strike out Jose Ramirez in a big spot? Mason Miller has blow-by stuff where you don't have to worry about the ball being. He'll just strike your ass out. Game over. Padres still a game and a half out, a game above 500. They're finally above 500. They've won four in a row. Again, we don't know what's going on with their books, how they want to spend, if they want to spend, if they want to cut bait, if they want to load up on prospects. They want to dump guys to add with Mason Miller, which I think that's the case. Unless you give them whatever the hell they want, and then you don't have to take a salary back, a bad contract back, a Bogert, a Machado, something like that. But watching that ninth inning, all I could think about when that ball went over the fence, made it 3-2, is, man, this just adds to the argument of do whatever it takes to get Mason Miller in a Yankee uniform. You're the Yankees. You've prospect hugged for how long? How many guys have you prospect hugged when you could have had this guy or that guy? Because we've talked about it with calls of calling. We could have had Corey Seager. We could have had Luis Castillo when he was good. We could have had, name the guy. Remember the talks on here when the Mets stunk? When Met fans will call up, well, give me Andujar, Clint Frazier, and Gary Sanchez for DeGrom, Yankee fans said, no! No! Don't you wish you would have done that now? Prospects are not guaranteed. They're not. It's not a guarantee. This guy's a can't-miss. You know, look at the Mets! How many can't-miss prospects have we had? Lasting's Millage, Fernando Martinez, generation, you know, it was Pulsifer, Wilson, Isringhausen, David West, Francisco Alvarez, Ahmed Rosario. I mean, the list goes on and on and on for New York Mets. So I know this. Yankee fans, you have your share of quote-unquote can't-miss prospects as well. You have your share. It hasn't worked out. Well, it's a flash in the pan and done. And the guy you wanted goes on to have an all-star career. So to me, shore up the back end of your bullpen. Because right now, as the pen currently constructed, the only guy close to trusting the most is David Bednar. And even him, I don't fully trust. I feel like Hedrick pitches every game. That dude is always warming up. Fernando Cruz, always warming up. Go get them some help. And the number one help is Mason Miller. I've mentioned some guys again. Pete Fairbanks is not having a good season for the Marlins. Only a one-year deal with the Jays part with Varlin. And Harris Hogan, from the A's. Those are three names. Kenley Jansen also on a one-year deal. It's another one. These are guys who have gotten it done. Excuse me, as far as Jensen's gotten it done. Varlin's had a sensational season. Pete Fairbanks for Tampa got it done for the most part. Familiar with the American League. But that's my number one target, Mason Miller. As far as the bats go, listen, I know everybody's obsessed with CJ Abrams. And I talked about it yesterday. Have you watched him play the field? I think his WAR is a +3. He's one of the worst shortstops defensively in the league. He's got 12 errors, I believe. His bat, electric. But he'll drive you crazy. He'll drive you crazy. And I don't know if the Nationals really want to do that, because for an organization that's won a World Series recently compared to the Mets or even the Yankees for that matter, they're finally relevant. A game back at a final wildcard spot. It's right there for the taking for them. Maybe they want to add And I would. They got two young studs. Offensively, James Woods, CJ Abrams. Why would they want to sell unless they get an offer that blows them out the water? Your fan base, whatever you have of a fan base, deserves to have a winning team after all the crap they've sat through. So why would they give up CJ Abrams? Now, there's other bats for the Yankees that they can get.